friends, and welcome to season four of A Meaningful Mess podcast. I am so honored, so excited that you decided to listen, and I hope that you enjoy what you hear. I'm your host, Andy McNair, and I am a wife, mom, author, digital innovation specialist, and passionate educator that believes in today's learners. I'm so glad that you found the podcast, and I can't wait to share manageable and meaningful ideas for you to utilize in your classroom and beyond. My hope is that the ideas and strategies shared each week will help you find meaning in your mess. After you listen, please feel free to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast with anyone that you think might find it helpful. You can also connect with me over on my website at andymcnair.com, on Twitter at McNairAN3, and on Facebook and Instagram at A Meaningful Mess. Thanks for being here today. Let's get started. Hey, and welcome back to A Meaningful Mess podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit different than the episodes that I typically do. Number one, I don't have a script for this episode. I think you can probably figure out. I usually don't have a script, but I don't even really have talking points. In this episode, I really just want to talk to you as an educator who went through something that I feel like is similar to what a lot of educators are going through right now. So I just want to talk from my heart. I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm probably going to stumble around a lot and it's not going to seem as polished, but this is just something I've been thinking about and praying about and really wanted to take time to share on the podcast. So I want to first of all say that I do not want to minimize at all the impact that the pandemic has had on educators and students. And what I mean by that is I was not in the classroom during a global pandemic. So I'm not trying to compare or even say that our experiences are the same. I also want to say that the reason that I'm not in the classroom anymore is that I really kind of made a shift in my career from supporting my learners in the classroom to wanting to share my story and support educators who support learners in the classroom. And because of that calling or because of that desire to just kind of want to help teachers, I just can't quit thinking about where do we go from here and what do we do now and how do we give educators the support and the how do we pour into them in the same way that they pour into their learners? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about on this episode. Like I said, I have no idea how this is going to go or what this is going to look like, but I want to start by sharing my story. And I you've probably, if you followed me or you've heard me speak or you've heard me share on the podcast, you've probably heard me share bits and pieces of this before, but I don't think that I've been as detailed as I probably need to be in this moment and as honest and transparent about the feelings that I had. And so I was a really traditional teacher for a really long time. I was in the classroom for 16 years and about 3/4 of the way into my career, something happened. It was like the lights went out and I lost every bit of joy that I had had for being in the classroom, being with my learners, teaching. Like it was what I felt like I was called to do, supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, the only way I know how to describe it is that it was as if somebody turned the lights out and I found myself in this really dark place. And I, like I said, I had been a really traditional teacher for a long time. I knew how to play the game. And I feel like I did that well. But if I'm honest, I think I got to a place where I knew what I was doing in the classroom wasn't working. And it also wasn't meaningful for my learners. And because it wasn't meaningful for them, it was not meaningful for me. And I remember going home to my husband one night and just saying, like, I think I might be done in education. I don't want to do it anymore. I have no desire to go to work every day. It was just really difficult. And so as I kind of spiraled into this feeling of not wanting to be there anymore, it was hard to get my learners to a place where they wanted to be there. And that just began to kind of reach a tipping point, I think, where I didn't have a choice but to either take ownership of how I was feeling and seek out something different that would reignite that love for teaching again, or to completely leave education. And if I'm honest, and this is where I think sometimes I'm not as honest as I should be about this story, and I will probably get emotional about that, but I was really, really close to being done. I wanted to leave education and be just hang my hat up and say, I've done all that I can do, and I don't think I can teach this generation of kids, honestly. And in that moment, I also remember just having this strong urge to find something that I knew would work for my learners. And the only word that I know to use to describe that was just ownership. Like, I needed to be intentional about the ownership that I had in what was happening and what I was going to do about it. And I was lucky enough and I was blessed enough to hop on social media. And it really was this simple. I hopped on social media and I happened to catch a webinar that was Don Wetrick and Brad Wade and Drew Minock. They were all talking about this idea of innovation in the classroom, and they were talking about passion-based learning and something called Genius Hour. And I just remember being like, what is this? Like, I've never heard of this type of teaching. I didn't even know that you could do that. Like, is this even okay? Is that even something we can do? And as I started asking those questions, I remember doing something really outside of my comfort zone and reaching out to Don on social media and just saying, can you just share with me a little more about what you shared on that webinar? And he immediately reached back out and we ended up connecting. And long story short, he really kind of became my mentor during this difficult time when I was asking all of these questions about how I had always done things in the classroom. And as I began to really lean into this new idea, this new strategy of passion-based learning in my classroom, we called it Genius Hour, as so many other educators do. And I started seeking out other experts like Joy Kerr and Galeed V and Denise Krebs and AJ Giuliani. I could go on, but I just couldn't get enough. And as I began to lean into that thing that I was really kind of excited about, as little as I wanted to kind of admit that, you guys know the dimmers, like on a light when you're in a room and you can dim the lights. It was like the lights had been off and somebody was just slowly but surely moving that dimmer switch up and the light was coming back on a little bit at a time. And as my passion for teaching began to grow, now I can look back and see that my learners' passion for learning was growing right alongside that. They were kind of running parallel to each other. And so as I think about what educators are going through right now, again, I do not want to compare my story or even say that I understand what it's like to teach during a pandemic. But what I do want to tell you is that I do know what it's like to be in a place where you're not sure if you want to continue to be in education. And I think a lot of people are there right now. And I think what breaks my heart about that is that some of the people that are thinking that and kind of leaning that direction are some of our very best educators and some of the people that have loved it for a long time. And now all of a sudden there's that feeling that the light is going out and there's nothing we can do about it. And I just want to push back on that a little bit and say, I think there is something we can do about it, but it's going to take intentionality. And I think it's going to take us as educators finding our voices again and saying out loud that we know what our learners need and we know what is best for our classroom. And I want to be clear, I'm not suggesting that we turn our back on the expectations or the things that we need to do because they're best practices or anything like that. What I'm suggesting is that we take some time to kind of find ourselves again. And so I did a lot of work around passion-based learning and ended up developing a process called the 6 P's of passion projects or Genius Hour. And it was a process that worked. It was a roadmap for my learners to kind of go through figuring out what they're passionate about, what they're interested in. And as a result, oftentimes that reignited their love for learning. And so I've just been thinking a lot lately about this idea. And I think that the conclusion that I've come to and what I know that teachers deserve passion projects too. And what I mean by that is we deserve an opportunity to have some ownership in the professional learning that we kind of seek out and what we put into practice in our classroom and doing what we know to be best for our learners. And so as a result of kind of that thought process and that wondering what it might be like if teachers had passion projects too, I've thought about this idea of not just passion-based learning, but also passion-based teaching. And if I had to sum that up in a nutshell, I would say that passion-based teaching is intentionally seeking out the strategies, tools, and ideas that will be enjoyable for you and your learners. And I think it's that enjoyable part that we've got to get back to. We've got to stop thinking that it's all about, it is, there is so much about education that is about our learners. And of course, we want what we do in the classroom to be meaningful and to have an impact on them. We want to engage and empower them. That is 100% so much of the message that I share. But what I think we sometimes forget to say out loud is that it should also be enjoyable and meaningful and manageable for the educators that are in that classroom as well. And so I think passion-based teaching is just a way for us to intentionally think through what is that one thing that I've kind of always wanted to try in my classroom, or I've always wanted to make a priority, but I was either scared to do it because I didn't know if it was going to, if I was going to fail. I didn't know if my students were going to like it, or if I was going to get pushback. I didn't know how it was going to go. So I just kind of put it on the back burner and I've never made it a reality. I think now is the time to make it a reality. I think now is the time that you say, you know what, this is something that I've always thought would work. This is something that I've always wanted to do. And before I give up or before I throw in the towel, I'm going to see if I can reignite that passion for teaching through doing something that I believe will have an impact on my learners. And I can only say that because of my own experience. I would have, if you would have told me that passion projects or Genius Hour would have reignited my passion for teaching in that moment when I was in the middle of that dark time, I would have told you you had lost your mind. I would have said, "There's this light is not coming back on, right? I'm done." But it just motivated me to have ownership and know that I was able to seek that out. I found what was going to work for my learners, and I was blessed enough to have an administration that supported me enough to let me implement that. And in doing so, it changed everything for me, and I think for several of my learners, they would tell you it did the same for them. So as a result of kind of this thought process and being in this, having that experience, I've kind of wondered what would it be like if we could get a community of educators together to go through this experience of a passion project together. And so I have just recently developed the first passion-based teaching academy. And what this is gonna be is really an opportunity for you to consider your passions, your interests. And look, by definition, a passion is an intense desire or enthusiasm for something. And I believe with everything in me that there are a lot of educators right now who have an intense desire to create sustainable change in education right now. It's just hard to take that leap and it's hard to know where to start. I was actually listening, or I wasn't listening, I was reading the other night and I was looking for a really great definition of sustainable change. And I found on this one website, simplicityhr.com, and I thought they did such a great job of explaining the difference between change and sustainable change. And they said it's a shift from making conscious efforts to change. In other words, just throwing stuff against the wall and seeing if it sticks, or try this, let's try this, let's try this, to really establishing a new way of doing business. And I think that that's potentially what this could move us toward if we had that opportunity to take a little bit of ownership of our professional development and seek out the things that would ignite that intense desire or enthusiasm for teaching again. I even went so far as to, after I read the definition of passion, to look up the word of enthusiasm. And it's an intense, eager enjoyment, interest, or approval. And it's funny because when I think about that word intense being in both of those definitions, a lot of times I wouldn't say in my life outside of education that that's how people describe me. Maybe they do and I just don't know it. But I would say when it comes to education, I think people would say I can be a little intense. But the reason I am the way that I am is because I am so passionate about it. And I am so thankful that I did not make the choice when I kind of reached that fork in the road, that I didn't make the choice to walk away. And so this Passion-Based Teaching Academy, a community of educators who are coming together and just saying, you know what? There's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of things that I know that I have to do and need to do, but I want to carve out some intentional time to really think through that one thing that I've always wanted to try in my classroom. Maybe it's gamification. Maybe it is passion-based learning. Maybe it's, I don't know. It could be, gosh, we could be here all night if I started listing all of the things that it could be. But that one idea or like I said, strategy, maybe it's a tool that you just want to carve out some intentional time to explore and consider how it might impact your classroom and your learners. And so the way the academy is going to work, it's going to last for 12 weeks. And the reason it's 12 weeks is because I wanted to have 6 virtual connections, and that's intentional. We'll talk about that in just a second. 6 virtual connections or virtual workshops for us to kind of come together and have a conversation. And I didn't want to do that every week because I know that that's difficult right now. It would be difficult for me. I know it would be difficult for you. And so I wanted to be able to connect every other week, giving you time in between to really kind of go through and do whatever it is that we've talked about. And so you may be asking yourself, well, what are we going to talk about? What is this going to look like? I think the 6 P's of passion projects will work for us as educators as well. So we're going to start by kind of figuring out, hey, what is our passion? What are we interested in? Because as educators, we spend so much time pouring into the lives of others that sometimes we just forget to look inside and figure out what is it that I want to explore or learn more about. And then we're going to take time to kind of plan that out. Once I figure out what is that passion, what's that one thing I want to kind of give it a whirl, what is this going to look like? And we're going to purposefully plan that. And then one of the parts that I'm most excited about, the third piece in the 6 P's of Genius Hour, is pitching your idea to the community and having that community say, hey, I think that's a great idea. And have you thought about this? Or, you know, I don't know if that's going to work. Have you considered this obstacle and how you're going to overcome that? And so that'll really begin to, I think, build that community and us being willing to be vulnerable enough to share our ideas and accepting enough to hear the ideas of others. And then working on a project, whatever that is, whatever we decide to do, setting aside that intentional time to connect with other educators, maybe an outside expert who's already implementing that in their classroom. Working on a product, like what's this going to look like? How am I legit going to carry it out? And then presenting that idea to somebody on your campus or in your district that you feel like can help you move that needle forward and kind of make your idea a reality. So those 6 P's, passion, plan, pitch, project, product, presentation, that's going to kind of be our roadmap for the Passion-Based Teaching Academy. I think it's going to be very different than what a lot of people have experienced as professional learning. I think there is a place for 6-hour learning experiences. I think there's a place for innovative professional learning. I just think we need it all. But I think this is something different because it gives you an opportunity to have ownership in that learning and what you want to learn about. And I think as educators, if we've ever needed it, it's now. And so the Passion-Based Teaching Academy is going to launch February 1st, which is soon. And so you want to make sure you reserve your spot. Look, I'm not looking for this to be a big group. I want it to be a close enough community that we're able to connect and connect enough that we are able to learn from each other and collaborate even beyond this experience. And so we'll launch February 1st. We'll have our first live connection on February 2nd. And then we'll kind of go through all of those pieces that I talked about. There will be inspiration and maybe even some surprise guests as part of this experience. But I'm just looking forward to doing what I can to support educators. I don't know if this is the right thing. I don't know if it's even a thing, but it's just something I've thought about and, like I said, prayed about enough that I felt ready to move forward with it. And I just wanted to be really transparent on the podcast as I talked about it. The other thing that I'll share with you is the Academy is on the website that I'm going to give you in just a second. You can go visit, and it's $125, or there's a payment plan, or there's also the opportunity to sign up for free. And I've shared several times with anybody that I've talked to about this. I don't need to know why you choose the free option. I don't care. If that's what works for you right now, just choose free and just join the community. It's not a big deal. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I want you to know that that exists and that I really just want to support in any way that I can. So February 1st, I talked about the cost. You may be wondering, okay, Andy, how do I get there? What does this look like? And I'll put the link to the Passion-Based Teaching Academy in the show notes. It'll run through Teachable, which is also where the 6 P's of Genius Hour, that course lives as well. And it's going to be, the link is going to be bit.ly/PBTA, and that's all caps, and it is case sensitive. So bit.ly/PBTA, all caps, registration, all lowercase. So PBTA, registration. And again, I'll put that in the show notes so you can check it out when you have time. But remember, you don't have much time because we're starting February 1st. So gosh, I'm excited about this. I'm a little bit nervous about it, if I'm honest. And apparently that's what I'm being this evening. But I'm looking forward to the opportunity to just share and learn and connect with educators who are just wanting to turn the light back on again. And so I hope this has been helpful. Gosh, I'm not used to talking this way. So I hope that my words made sense and came out in a way that gets the message across that I was looking to get across. So I just want to say, as always, I appreciate you so much as an educator in the classroom. And please know that as much as we talk right now about self-care and teachers taking care of students, I recognize, and there are so many others who recognize, that it is just as important for us as a community to pour into you, and that it's not just about you taking care of yourself. There are others there that can help take care of you as well. And I think this is just kind of my my attempt at doing that. So again, check it out if it's something you're interested in. If this is something you're like, you know what, I can't join the academy, or I don't know that I want to commit to that, but I really would like to explore a new idea, tool, or strategy, and I think my administration would support that, or it's just something I want to move forward on because I know it's what I need right now, just reach out. Send me an email. Send me a direct message. I'm sharing a lot about this over on Instagram. You can find me there at @a_meaningful_mess. I probably share there more than anywhere else right now. So send me a direct message or send me an email and just say, hey, Andy, can we just hop on and talk about what this looks like? Or could you tell me a little bit more about your experience? And I'd be happy to do that. So, man, just know how much you're appreciated. Understand that you have a huge impact on the learners that walk through your door every day. And that does not go unnoticed. So thanks so much for listening. I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions, for sure, reach out. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to learn with me today. I absolutely love this community and enjoy sharing and learning with you. Check out today's episode notes by swiping up in most podcast apps. If you'd like to learn and connect more, you can follow me over on Twitter at McNairAN3, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Meaningful Mess. You can always find tons of resources, inspiration, and information over on my website, andymcnair.com. Be sure to check out my blog, Genius Hour resources, and so much more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to find meaning in your mess.